From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm James Hattori in for Alex Chadwick. In this first part of today's program, we're talking about upheaval in the mortgage market. In a moment, we'll hear from a home buyer who had a loan all but locked up. Now it's up in the air.
But first, if you're trying to buy a home, get ready for higher interest rates and more scrutiny of your finances. Banks are tightening their requirements, and that is shaking up the housing market.
Norman Calvo is president of Universal Mortgage and joins us from our studios in New York City. Welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you very much, James. Glad to be here.
Now, we all know about these higher risk loans, the so-called subprimes, are now causing huge problems. But now, even those with relatively good credit seem to be feeling it. How challenging is it now to get a home mortgage?
8 months ago, when the subprime mess first started, it was, all right, this isn't going to affect us. But now, in the last 3 weeks especially, it has become incredibly difficult for almost anyone to obtain the more higher loan-to-value ratios or the loans where you want to borrow 90% as opposed to putting the standard 20% down or 25% down.
But it's also those who are kind of in the middle, the so-called Alt-A loans, not bad credit, but not perfect credit either. How big is that group?
That group is about 40 to 45% of the businesses here in New York and probably across the nation as well. In the last several years, most of the standard and really great national banks, they all had special programs for those Alt-A borrowers who really are great borrowers. They just wanted to borrow a very high percentage in relation to their purchase price. So they had good credit. And a lot of them were self-employed borrowers, or a lot of them were borrowers who, for whatever reason, couldn't verify all of the income that they actually did receive. Many banks have disbanded completely the Alt-A programs, and everybody's rushing and scrambling to apply elsewhere at the very few lenders that now have those programs still in existence.
How quickly is all this changing?
I'm telling you, James, it is frightening. Just yesterday, I sent out a letter to about 125 of my current applicants, those people that we're working with, just stating the fact that things are changing so rapidly that we simply do not have enough time to call them and re-strategize exactly what we want to do with their loan. So we're taking some of our files and just resubmitting it to the other lenders that we know that still have the programs in existence. One bank goes out of business, then all of those files from that bank have to be transferred to a new bank, and it's just maddening for all of our borrowers.
Is the problem more acute in areas where property is more expensive, like New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, where so-called jumbo loans, those above $417,000, are really pretty common?
I've done just a informal research with a lot of our realtors in Manhattan and in Brooklyn, and right now, some of them, although they understand that there are issues going on, we're right in the middle of the slowest time for real estate anyway. I mean, the end of the summer, everybody's out in the Hamptons or everybody's on the Jersey Shore. But I suspect by September, there's going to be a major, major, major fall in people looking at properties and in people wanting to purchase.
Is any of this affecting home prices? I mean, if fewer people can qualify for loans, does that mean demand is going down?
A lot will depend upon the neighborhoods in which you buy. Luckily, in New York City, the demand is so high, I do believe that other parts of the country are going to suffer a little bit more than we will here.
So what should buyers do? If you have less than stellar credit, are you just out of luck?
No, not at all. What we recommend all of our buyers to do is to obtain pre-approvals immediately when they start thinking that they're going to be buying a property. Go buy the property, get what you'd like, but prepare. Do your homework first for months and months and months before buying the property.
Norman Calvo, president of Universal Mortgage, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
My pleasure, James.